Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick, a couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at hacking and securing DMZs. So, security, right? That hard, crunchy outside surrounded by the soft, chewy core. We want to have a good, hard, crunchy outside. One of the main ways to do that is a DMZ or demilitarized zone, which is another way to say screen subnet, which is another way to say bastion network, which is another way to say I've got two firewalls. Internet's over here. DMZ, regular network. All right. So tip to you, A, use this architecture pattern around your edge to protect your web servers and whatnot. But B, make sure that you're using it in a way that doesn't inadvertently leave you exposed. So oftentimes with DMZs, they don't get hacked for the reason you think they would, right? You always see that I've got 128-bit firewall, I'm going to hack in and boom, I'm in, and all the bad guys rush and everything happens. But very rarely these days do you actually break into firewalls. Now, it does happen. It does happen. There are occasional vulnerabilities that get posted. But generally what it is it's the combination of a bad rule set plus vulnerabilities in the host behind that network. So if I'm in the internet, this side, and I'm scanning, trying to break into a firewall. I'm not going to break into a firewall. I am going to say, scan through that firewall to the host. Here's the host, right? Here's a web server. On that web server, there's probably a couple different things. One, system-level vulnerabilities, and two, application vulnerabilities. So many of the compromises these days are happening at that application layer. But once I break into that, now, if successful, I install some sort of backdoor or communication channel that calls back out through that one firewall and then uses that web server's connections in past this other firewall to talk to other things, such as what? Databases, domain controllers, file shares, management systems, all the other things in the normal network that once you can pivot from the DMZ host to here, usually by like a SQL injection vulnerability, or maybe they just have all the ports open, that happens too. You can then compromise the internal network. So, Metasploit, a little bit of luck, SQL, a little bit of luck, and you compromise the first host and use that to pivot to compromise the second host. What can you do from a firewall configuration perspective? One, egress filtering, right? This host should never really have to connect out to the internet. It should only be replying back to requests, ideally. If you set up your design that way, if it does get compromised, the connection can't go back out, right? And therefore, that oftentimes will stop many backdoors. Some it won't. There's like a PHP shell, other web shells that won't. But traditional command and control will not be able to work. Moreover, what's important is those traditional tools that they're going to try right away are going to create a access denied on this firewall, which of course, hopefully you've got a little SOC team up here and they're going to go, wait a minute, what's going on? And alarms will go and they'll blow the horn and they'll find the attacker and they'll stop it. So that's one, egress filtering, very important. Two, application filtering, right? So your web application firewalls, things that look above just, hey, can port 80 talk to the server? Can port 443 talk to the server? Your application proxies, your web application firewalls, those types of things that prevent a lot of that attack from getting to the host itself. Goes right alongside with intrusion detection and prevention. On this firewall side, it's similar, right? This host should be able to reach out to specific hosts, but only those hosts. Likewise, you should also be doing egress filtering in and out so you can capture any weird ports. You should be isolating this host in the DMZ. Sometimes we'll see a DMZ with 3, 4, 5 web servers and they're side scanning, trying to find out which web server it is. And I kid you not, there's a pen test we're involved with. They had 5 servers and 4 of them were great. And one of them side scan was vulnerable and we used that one to pivot in and we won. So making sure that those hosts are as isolated as possible and that communication back to internal network is governed, trapped, as well as looked at for intrusion detection, application level vulnerabilities, and so on and so forth. So that's basically how you build 2 firewalls very well with good rule sets, thinking minimum ports, monitoring it, doing strong change control in such a way that a DMZ actually functions like a DMZ and can't be compromised. Unless it's a 128-bit DMZ and they're typing real fast, in which case they're probably already in your network. What do you think? See any good patterns or anti-patterns? Comment, social media, hit me up. Talk to you later.